Yeah, big news coming out of this Melbourne Cup is that Huey Bowman suffered a 35-meeting suspension for his rider Marmelo. 12 meetings for careless riding, 8 for excessive use of the whip, and 21 meetings for being overweight. Now, it was a bit of a mystery, the old overweight one, for our listeners and our viewers and ourselves, Laws, because he actually, when he weighed out, he was okay. When he came back in, he was a kilo over. Now, that doesn't happen very often. Brad Davidson, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Yeah, it's a disappointing one, I suppose, if you back Marmelo, because the beaten margin at the end, one length, a kilo over 3,200 metres is quite substantial. So we know that jockeys get that 500-gram leeway, but weighing in a kilo over, I guess you have the right to feel a bit frustrated if you back Marmelo there. Whether it would have changed the result or not, I'm not 100% sure. But, it's not ideal, that's for sure, because we know how important weight is in these Melbourne Cups. And that was proven once again yesterday with Cross Counter winning with absolutely no weight on his back.
A terrific ride, though, too, by Kieran.
Yeah, it was. He's a world-class jockey, isn't he? And that's highlighted in the past couple of years of winning a couple of Melbourne Cups, a couple of Everests. Absolutely flying, and just great for Godolphin to get that Melbourne Cup hoodoo gone now. He had really good form overseas Cross Counter, and I suppose the question was coming in about this step back, whether, he cut his leg out at Werribee a couple of weeks ago, whether that was going to hold him back or not. But quite clearly he was able to overcome that, and just goes to show the talented trainer that Charlie Appleby is. He's bringing in the right horses to Australia and able to get the big one yesterday, and no doubt this horse looks a very, very promising stayer for the future. I'm sure he'll go back home now, and who knows, we might even see him out here again sometime in the future.
Yeah, where do you think Greg Carpenter might go with the sort of weight scale next year with the three-year-olds from Europe coming out here to Australia? There's 2 years in a row now they've won. They've got into the cup with light weights, and they've won. Do you think that'll change his opinion or not?
Well, it's going to add to the growing debate, isn't it? Like you said, they've won the past two now, the Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds, and, they're getting in with those 51.5, 52 kilos. So, look, it's always hard to penalise them at the same time. I mean, a horse like Cross Counter only had 7 starts coming into this race. So, it's really hard to penalise them too heavily. And because of their age, they always are going to get that bit of a weight relief, but maybe they do get that extra kilo or something like that in the future. We'll wait and see how that transpires. But really, when you look at both cup performances, Rekindling and Cross Counter, I know the margins haven't been dominant, but they have been really, really strong at the end of the races and drawing away from their opposition. So that's something that I'm sure Greg will keep in mind, and we'll wait and see whether that has any impact on cup weights when they come out next year.
Yeah, you've still got to find the right horse. Northern Hemisphere three-year-old, that's right. They're outstanding talents, quite clearly, with what we saw in the last couple of years. Mate, this is just a more technical issue, Brad. One of our listeners, TK, did Huey actually weigh in 1 kilo over, or was it just enough to push him past the 500-gram allowance? So if you're past that 500-gram allowance, you may as well be a kilo over. If you're 600 grams over, are you a kilo over? Do you know how that works, Brad?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I heard a kilo over, but as you said, because you get that 500 gram allowance, is it actually only 500 grams? It's a little bit confusing, isn't it, the way that...
So he could have only been 600 grams over and still been a kilo over.
Yeah, well, I would think that they would say 600 grams over rather than a kilo. That's the way I would think. But look, I wasn't down there. Cup day yesterday, I'm heading down for Oaks Day tomorrow, but... I'm not 100% sure there.
Yeah. We received plenty of rain here yesterday morning, Brad, and the track was upgraded to heavy. And then as the day went on, it was downgraded to a soft. The track's in great conditions.
Oh, outstanding. I commented this on social media yesterday. Just the recuperative power of this track and the drainage system is remarkable. Considering how much rain they had there yesterday morning, there were thoughts, I think, going around the track at some point of whether this race would actually go ahead if this rain continued. So for them to have that much rain and for, to go from a heavy 8 to a soft 6 by time of the Melbourne Cup was was remarkable, and you know, like even a horse like a Prince of Arran, who of course ran in the placings there, you know, I think it was a heavy track. He had no hope at all. So for it to dry out and provide a pretty fair racing surface after all that, you know, all that happened, is a credit to all the track staff and Flemington itself, because it's a remarkable track, and I'm guessing every track would love to have the drainage it does.
Biz from Newey also says this on text, Brad. Boys, wouldn't Lloyd just aim Yucatan for next year's Caulfield Cup? We know he goes well at Caulfield in the distance. Biz at Newey.
Yeah, look, I was a bit forgiving of Yucatan. I know he pulled up lame, but I think it's a soft track more than anything. I think he's a good track horse, and that's why I was a little bit sceptical of him, especially after that rain come yesterday. I was surprised they backed him late again, even though the track was improving. So, look, he sat wide, he pulled up lame. But I think he's a good track horse, and Adam O'Brien said that in the lead up to the race as well.
This comes in as well. Great Temptation at the moment. Ask Brad why they watered the track on Monday night. I can help you there if you want, Brad. But you go.
Yeah, look, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I understand they're under a lot of pressure. If they didn't get that rain on you know Tuesday morning, then all of a sudden everyone's complaining that the track's too firm. So. Look, you know, the way it worked out, it wasn't ideal, but an extra 5 mil on Monday night, I don't think, would have made any difference whatsoever.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, the same thing, the same sort of forecast was...
We weren't expecting that much rain.
On Monday, as Tuesday.
Yes.
Monday, we got like 5 mil. That extra 10 mil never came. So you've got to water just in case it doesn't come.
That's right.
That's basically the answer. It's on again, mate. We look forward to your Oaks Day tips tomorrow.
Race three, number three, As a Rose, the best at Grafton today. Good last start winner. Hopefully, you can go on with it, and hopefully a few people picked up that trifecta yesterday. I think we got about $263 back for the $50 betting strategy, so hopefully a few people jumped on that.
We saw that too, mate, and your suggested bet there was Marmello for a place, and of course it was second in the Melbourne Cup. Well done, Brad. So today at Grafton, race three, number three, As a Rose, it's around that $2.70 mark at tab.com.au. It's now 8 o'clock. Thanks to Brad Davidson.